Proclamation number 7047 of 23rd of February, 1958. Come all to me. In prayer you have an extremely effective remedy for every earthly and spiritual adversity. For a right prayer which is addressed to me in spirit and in truth truly does not fail to have an effect. I cannot and will not close my ear to it, and I will use my power to help you even where earthly help seems impossible. But first you must enter into trust in me. You must know that I'm the father of all of you who loves his children and does not want to leave them in hardship and suffering, even if these are necessary for your soul. And you must know that there is nothing for me which I cannot change, and that there is also no illness which is impossible for me to heal. Entrust yourselves to me. Present all your needs to me in all childlikeness. Speak to me as a child speaks to its father, and be not faithless but believing. You all don't yet know how to appreciate the power of prayer, otherwise you would truly be spared much adversity and suffering, because I gladly listen to the pleas of a child which comes to me in all confidentiality and hands over its small cross to me so that I may carry it for it. I have borne all your sins and died for them on the cross. I have suffered for you the suffering which your guilt of sin had burdened you with. You could go through your earthly life without suffering if you wanted to unite with me so intimately that all your burden would rest on my shoulders and that you would walk freely and light-heartedly along the path to the height. But you'll still keep yourselves too far away from me. You don't come closer to me in confidentiality, and therefore you yourselves often still feel the burden of the cross which, however, should only urge you towards me because you should live in intimate communion with me. But you can prove this intimate fellowship to me in right prayer. I always hear and listen to a right prayer which is spoken to me in confidence, for I have promised you this with the words, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest," and, "Ask and it shall be given you." My promises are truth, and you will always be allowed to experience the proof of this if only you turn to me in right prayer. But as soon as you doubt, your prayer will lose its effective strength. And only rarely is your faith of such strength that all doubt is excluded. Only rarely do you have the certainty that you will be helped when you pray, which only proves an undoubted faith. But you should know that my word is truth and that when I myself speak to you, you have to ward off all doubt, for you should believe that no thing is impossible with God. Always remember that everything you see only came into being through the strength of my will. Remember that I let new creations arise at any time, which cannot be denied by people. And therefore also remember that it is truly possible for me to restore the old order which is disturbed due to illnesses or other earthly circumstances which cause you humans problems. I can put everything back into order, and I will do so as soon as you approach me with faithful trust, as soon as you come to the Father like children and present your requests to me. The grace of prayer is available to all of you. You can all make use of it, for I have said, "Come to me, all of you." But do not just speak words without spirit and life. Call me very close to you and then pour out your heart to me and truly, you will be helped. I will not let your faith go to waste. Amen.